The McElroy brothers are not experts, and their advice should never be followed. Travis insists he's a sexpert, but if there's a degree on his wall, I haven't seen it. Also, this show isn't for kids, which I mention only so the babies out there will know how cool they are for listening. What's up, you cool baby?
It's familiar, but not too familiar, but not too not familiar. It's a new craze. Angry girls, do you wanna just say, hey, I wanna? Just say, hey, I wanna.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to My Brother, My Brother and Me, an advice show for the modern era. I'm your oldest brother, Justin McElroy.
I'm your middlest brother, Travis McElroy.
Thank you all for joining us. I'm your sweet baby brother and 30 under 30 media luminary, Griffin McElroy.
Griffin, you brought us here to, I mean,
I want to thank you all for joining me here. I want to thank the press. I want to thank my...
We never use the press room here at My Brother, My Brother and Me HQ.
We've had one for years. This is our first proper press conference. I'm so glad that my family is supporting me through this difficult time as I make these trying announcements to you. And I ask for your patience. I ask for God. I ask for God's bliss. And
you ask for God? Just like give him to
this
you?
This is a press conference, and I don't think there's so much of a back and forth at the press conference until we get to the proper Q&A segment.
I was going to say, I'm pretty sure that's what a press conference is, but go on.
Well, okay, it's not so much a conversation. It's me talking about, and I need God's help on this one and my family. I love them, and they love me and support me through this announcement that I have to make in these trying times, is that I have decided today... I think I'm just probably not going to end up taking a shower. I think by the clock will roll over and it's going to be October 9th. And on October 8th, when I look back in my diary and I have the usual section in the diary, it says shower time. That won't exist. There won't be an entry for that. And it's a difficult decision that I made. And it's 7:30 Central Time right now while we're recording this. And I could ostensibly take one after the recording, but then a night shower just doesn't make any sense in my life right now. And have there been times today where I could have taken a shower and said I was playing Stardew Valley? The answer to that is, of course, yes. But it's
Griffin,
just...
Are you ready to open it up to questions, please?
I want to thank my family and God one more time, okay. Because I think important because I'll need both their help to get through this one, I think. And... it's not like I've been sitting around all day. I've been out in the hot sun. There's been a little bit of sweat. I did go to the farmer's market. Yeah. I did go to an open house. There's an aroma, but today's a stink boy day. No showers today for me. And thanks to God and family. Travis, I believe you had a question. We'll open
up. I do
up
have
Q&A
a question.
Well,
first, I want to say, thank you so much, for having us.
Well, thank you and God.
And God and family. And, I also want to say, It feels weird to go first episode to 375 episodes and still talking about your showering habits.
Lack thereof. I hate to interrupt.
Yes.
Thank you.
So here's my question. Do you normally shower every day?
That's an excellent question, Travis. Yes, I do. I honor my body with the wet room, is what I call it sometimes, the small wet room, and I'll get in there and lather up with my soaps and my oils. And I do try to get clean every single day, Trav, because I think it's just a nice little bookend to either the morning or the afternoon, as the case may be, probably not the evening, because it is evening time and I will not be taking a shower after the recording. But yeah, I do typically try to keep my situation squeaky as the case may be. Thank you very much for your question, Aunt God. Anybody else have?
Excuse me, Griffin.
Yeah,
I have a
Justin
question.
McElroy, please.
Are you reaching this decision just now, or did you have a moment where you were like, I should get in the shower and didn't? Did you cross a barrier at some point from which there was no returning?
So there was a moment, yes. Rachel took the baby, and they did go to Target to shop for various sundries, and I did stay home. And I had the thought in my mind, this would be a good opportunity for me to go get in the small wet room, uninterrupted by baby cries or any sort of other situation that may need. And so I made the decision in that moment that I was instead going to, I had a big crop of cranberries come in on Stardew Valley. And so I did decide that I'm just going to sort of plop right down on the couch. And I had the thought in my mind, this is a lie. But I had the thought in my mind is I'll harvest these cranberries, go sell them, maybe pop in the mine for a second, give some gifts to my, you know, my beloveds, and then I'll go get in the shower. But then I saw the Honda drive back into the part into the driveway, and I knew like that was never going to be a part of the plan. And so I do want to apologize to my family and the Lord for that one, because I knew.
Griffin, I'm getting some reports that when your wife did return in the Honda, upon entering the house, she said the sink is still here. You swore it would. Excuse me, this is my question.
Sorry.
I'm reading this quote verbatim.
This quote is from God.
This quote, God handed me this quote from your bride, and it says, the stink is still here. You swore you would not be the stink man upon my return, and yet here the stink lies, surrounding you like a tapestry. Mm. Lies and stink both drape you like it says here, a dirty rug.
Yeah.
Not sure. That must be a little bit of illustrative sort of language.
And it hurt.
What's
but
your response to that?
It hurt. But I knew that the hurt was my own and that I've caused it and I forced it to happen. I knew the moment she did walk in and her and the child, the baby, both looked at the gym shorts I had been wearing all day and sort of looked upon them with disgust. And I knew in that moment that mistakes had been made. We can't go out there and perform 100% every single time. Sometimes Stardew Valley just came out and I want to get my cranberries going. So
another question.
Mr. McRae,
let's get the follow up from Justin and then we'll hop on over to Travis. And Justin,
At this point, are you able to play Stardew Valley without a guide? Because that kind of put me off when I was playing it.
Oh, hell yeah, dude. I mean, I know.
I always felt like I was.
Yeah, I know all the crop rotations and everything. Thank you. I know the profit ladders and the statistics. And thank you very much. And it is because of that dedication to my craft that kept me from the wet room. Travis, go ahead with your question, please.
Thank you very much. Travis McRae, God Times. Just a quick question. Are you worried that this breaking of your small wet room pattern will lead to further not using the small wet room in the future?
Well, and I'm so glad that you've asked this, Travis, because I'm looking at my calendar. Tomorrow is Columbus Day, which is traditionally Stink Boy holiday, where all the stink boys gather and celebrate not having taken a shower that day. Now, the thought of going 2 days in a row, I think I would need to consult a physician at that point, because who knows what sort of bacterium have climbed up into me just because I have stayed out of the wet room that they hate so bad. But I don't love the way I feel right now. I will be completely honest. I don't love the way I feel. Follow up question to that point, sir.
Then why not take a fucking shower?
Sorry, I've been doing this press conference so long that my tongue got real dry. It's the principle of the thing, and I don't ask you to understand or respect my decisions, but I do expect you to respect them.
Okay. Family and God.
Unrelated. This weekend I was at Disney World and I saw an old man walking around without shoes or socks. And I just wanted you guys to
okay,
know.
Okay, so why don't you come up here and I'll take you. We'll switch.
Okay.
All right, everybody. Thank you all. Thank God. Thank family. This is Justin McRae.
I was at Epcot. I think I was near Norway, and I saw an old man walking around, and he didn't have shoes on or socks, and he didn't seem shameful, and he had a t-shirt on. I think it was a Big Dog's t-shirt and khaki shorts, and he had no socks or shoes at Disney World. That's not what Walt wanted, and that's not what Mickey wants, and I'm pretty sure about that. Walt envisioned his experimental prototype City of Tomorrow. I don't think that he envisioned old men walking around without shoes or socks.
Now, sorry, Justin, quick question here from Griffin McRae from Disney.
Yeah, Griffin, go ahead.
From Disney Adventures. Did you follow this gentleman just to make sure that he was removed from the park by a big burly security guard who was dressed up like Pete from the Goofiverse?
Yeah, Pete came in and had a like comical handcuffs that were still very much real, and he was escorted into Spaceship Earth, where I assume he will be kept until his death.
May I press conference status real quick?
You don't have a question about the Disney or
I don't.
Okay. Well, so you guys go ahead and cycle.
I repeat,
out.
He was an old man without socks or shoes.
Yeah, I can't believe you don't have
around.
Anything for that, Trav.
I'm saying it. No, it's just very well. Okay, run it back. Okay, Travis McElroy, Goofy. Goofy. no paper, just Goofy. Are you
Travis,
sure that
Travis
he was-
gets the news and he takes it back to Goofy and he tells it to Goofy one-on-one and he has to talk real slow.
Is it possible that this old shoeless man was some sort of new character or cast member that you weren't aware of? Are you up to date on all of your Disney movies?
I have a three-year-old. So yes, yes, okay. I've seen all of them. I know all the movies now.
Okay, so now my thing.
All right, Justin, get the fuck off this. Justin, get the fuck off this stage.
Thank you.
Hello, thank you very much. I'm Travis McElroy.
You got thank God. Thank God and thank your family.
I want to thank God for giving me a ride here.
I'm predicting he doesn't have anything. I think this is just because he won a press conference.
No, I do.
Justin didn't thank God and his family, so his didn't count.
I have to apologize to everyone. It is with shame that I announce I took two showers today, and I'm worried that cosmically I took Griffin's away from him.
It's entirely possible. It would explain my Griffin McElroy Shower Boys Express.
I was at a hotel this morning and they didn't have hot water, but I needed to wash my hair, so I just kind of stuck my head under. It was horrible. So when I got home to my real home where there was hot water, I took a second shower, and even as I did it, I thought, "Wow, I'm enjoying this in a way that only Griffin McElroy normally enjoys his showers." Mm. Can I be honest? I luxuriated in it. I did shampoo, conditioner, and body wash, the trifecta that you only do when you know you've got time. And it was great. It was amazing.
Griffin McElroy Shower Boy Express. I just am curious about how you plan on repaying this. To me, are we going to set up some sort of schedule where perhaps I get to take two showers one day and you don't get to take any? Or what's the sort of way to make this right
you.
With
thank
Griffin?
Thank you so much for asking. I would much rather do kind of an installment plan where each of my showers for like 2 weeks is 1 minute shorter and each of yours is 1 minute longer.
Maybe you don't get to use soap in one.
Right, exactly. Thank you. Rather than just skipping the whole thing.
Thank you. And God.
Thanks, God. Here's so this is an advice show. And here's the first question. Recently, my husband and I bought our first house together. Congratulations. Soon after we bought our house, we met our next-door neighbor, whose name we will say is Rory, because that's hard to say. Can I? All right, I'll just go with that.
You can say Dennis if you want.
I also just want to say, I always love when people include these fake names as though, like, saying his actual name, Jerry, would totally give him away.
Well, I mean, fandoms are capable of literally anything, and you know I love our listeners, but
they would find him.
Anything's possible.
As they got that Shrimp Heaven Now kid got elected mayor of his city.
That's
and he's
true.
Not in any way capable of doing that. As we settled into our home, I began doing yard work and used a big orange bucket. Thank you for the aesthetic details. They really helped to paint a picture. A big orange bucket that I found in the home to take pulled weeds and throw in the brush in the backyard. After using this bucket a few times, I noticed that it has Rory, or Dennis, written across it. I didn't make the connection at first, so I continued to use it until it finally clicked.
What? You didn't make the connection.
That's not a very difficult connection. That's a good, easy connection, I feel like.
It's not fucking Zodiac Killer. It said Rory on it.
Or Dennis. Did the former homeowner steal this bucket? Am I stealing this bucket? Do I return it to the owner? Do I hide it behind his shed? Do I buy my own orange bucket and write my name across it and pretend this nightmare never happened? Help! That's from the real bucket thief.
Sounds like your conscience has already spoken, just based on the title that you've chosen for yourself there, that you know this is bucket crime and you are continuing to be party to it. You're not the perpetrator, but you are an accomplice, certainly. You are profiting from the bucket theft.
This is actually a really good question, because you legally bought everything in the house. If they left it there, that's your property. You own it.
I would assume
a loaning scenario would happen, because it would take... I would need a bucket pretty bad before
to talk to
I would
somebody.
Break into my neighbor's
Look
home.
Look at him over there using that beautiful orange bucket again.
Look at that
One of these days
bucket.
When he's not looking, It'll be mine.
He could throw anything in there and carry it from place to place with minimal effort.
I bet he could even put liquids in there. No way. Yeah.
Yeah.
I asked him, I said, Dennis, where'd you get that nice bucket? And he told me to fuck off. Can you believe that, Valerie? He told me to fuck off.
So I'm putting together a team. I need someone who can do flips. Someone who can lift things. A guy who has pencils.
Valerie, you're going to seduce him, and I don't listen. I know I've had you seduce a lot of neighbors for a lot of buckets, but this one's different.
This is
it's big and orange.
This one is last job. After this one, we can retire. This is I don't know my neighbors super well, and I feel genuinely guilty about that because I feel I on paper I like the idea of knowing all my neighbors and getting together for backyard barbecues and bocce ball and what have you. And this seems like a good opportunity to, like, go talk to your neighbor. You know what I mean? Like, I would never just, like, go ring the doorbell and invite them to dinner, although I'm sure they would be into that because of my considerable anxiety. But if I had, a reason to go talk to them, I think you should jump at it. I think everybody could do better to, like, know their neighbors a little bit better. And this seems like a chance to do that and have a reason for it.
I bought a house recently, sure. And we have a big bay window in the living room, and there's this older gentleman who lives in the house across the street, and he likes to spend his time on nice days just sitting on a chair on his lawn, and so I like to stand in front of my bay window and look at him and saying, old man, look at my life. Uh-huh. And I laugh really hard every time I do
but
it.
But you don't go talk to him and see if
No.
I should advise you, Travis, you're in a window right now where you, please don't be like me in every house I've ever owned. Please learn your neighbors' names now and write them down somewhere because you won't need them frequently enough to remember them. And you are definitely going to get to a window where it would be weird to ask them their name.
Yeah.
Like you're hurtling towards that window from the day you buy the house.
Are you
that
ready?
Lady that comes over, my across the street neighbor that comes over to use my phone sometimes. She told me her name once the first time she borrowed the phone, and I didn't know it was going to be a repeated thing, so I didn't remember it. And now look at me.
We actually play with fire one step deeper, where Teresa and I, within the walls of our own home, refer to anyone who lives around us as neighborino. So it's always like, did you see what Neighborino was doing over there? Oh, what was Neighborino doing? And one of these days, I will talk to that person, and I will call him Neighborino to their face, because I'm a monster who can't control themselves.
Though. Neighborino's fun. Yeah, that sounds like you're on some Flanders shit. Every day I drive to daycare, drop my son off, not every day, like 4 days a week. And when I drive back, it always times out that I drive by an old man who lives near me. He's always chomping an unlit cigar. He's walking his dog. Pass him the same street every time. We are kindred spirits. We are always in the same place. Don't know nothing about him, except that he likes to walk his dog on that street and chew an unlit cigar. I'm going to call him Jack from now on, because he looks like a Jack.
So having just bought a house, this is our first permanent residence, like, house we've ever bought. And it's amazing how your psychology changes. I took my dog out into the backyard to use the restroom. Her, not me. And I will often use the small wet room and then put pajama pants back on.
Mm.
And so, like, I was wearing some Muppets pajama pants that Mary Smurl got me. They're great. And I made eye contact with my neighbor who was, like, fully dressed because it was 2:30 in the afternoon. And he was dressed like, you know, a person, an adult.
Yeah.
And I realized, like, oh, I can't just move now. I own this place. I'm trapped here forever. And to you, I'll always be that 12-year-old adult who lives next door.
Yeah.
Oh, be careful. No.
And that dookie is going to stay there, and you own that house. And you got to do something about it. If it's a rental or a lease, you can leave. And then in a year or so, it won't be your problem.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't think about that, I bet.
Are you talking about dog dookie? I clean it up.
So,
hey, Griff, how about a Yahoo?
Yeah, I got one for you. Sent in by Zoe or Zoe Porter. Thank you. It's from Yahoo Answers user... What? Algo Duerado? Oh, this is br.answers.yahoo.com. Okay. All right. It's something. Thank you. Sorry, something's gone wrong. Asked this question. I'm going to call him Raquel. Asks, do you think that Mr. Bean is sexy?
Hmm.
I read this, and at first I thought maybe it's one of those dang trolls. Maybe we got a real ogre in the mix, a real Shrek situation on our hands. But then I pondered it, and I don't know where to land on. The last thing I want to do is objectify Mr. Bean, or actor Rowan Atkinson, who plays Mr. Bean. But it's an interesting sort of subject to tackle, because is Mr. Bean sexy? Is, I guess, the core sort of question I'm struggling with. He's successful, and success can be sexy, right? Probably one of the best known British characters of all time. Funny. A lot of people think that humor can be sexy or sexual, makes you really horny when you laugh at it.
Mm-hmm.
But prudence and a good problem solver. And I think there's a lot of qualities about Mr. Bean that is sexy and makes you horny if you really want to drill down it.
Were there ever any racier Mr. Bean bit? I'm not trying to get blue. I'm not saying like a sexy.
I'm glad you asked that, Travis, because there was the one in the swimming pool where he gets really scared up on the diving board and crawls down for him. But he's wearing a very tight fitting sort of pair of trunks or bathing suit where you can see, I guess, a little bit of his butt. And probably if you look really hard on the 4K Blu-rays, a little bit of penile shape.
Do you think
he calls him Mr. Bean?
Yeah.
Was there, because I think there could have been a lot of humor. I just see a lot of situations ripe for humor, like Mr. Bean shaves his balls, right? That's funny.
No, no. Sorry.
Thank you, Dustin. Yes.
You did say Mr. Bane, so we are going to have to take a quick break to talk about
my flexible friend.
My flexible friend.
I have to shave my balls, Mr. Wayne. If you'll excuse me.
That's not what Bane even sounded like. That was Sean Connery kind of a maybe.
Oh, that's the only way I can do Bane, is to do kind of Bane Connery.
His take on Bane. I want to just hop into the comments here and just pick some of those apart. Ramos Jr. 107 says, in his own way, lol. And I like that. Yeah, to anybody. He is confident, I think, in the way that he does his stuff, and confidence is...
Well, let me tell you what's messed up about this question, Griffin, that I've just realized psychologically. The only reason someone asks this question is, A, they believe he is sexy and are looking for confirmation, or B, someone has told them that Mr. Bean is sexy and they disagree. But in either case, a human being has stated or felt that he is sexy, answering the question. This isn't a question you think like, I don't, and no one I know does, but maybe the internet thinks otherwise. You only ask this if you want confirmation.
I don't think, and beauty's in the eye of the holder. Especially when you're looking at Bean. I want to dive down into this one from user Freebird, who says, when he, i.e. Rowan Atkinson, is dressed as Blackadder, Elizabethan version, in that leather doublet and that beard, and then they say, not AF, like apostrophe A-L-F, like maybe you're saying it with a bit of an affectation, but I'm glad that apostrophe's there, or else this person would have said, not ALF. It's not ALF. He didn't play ALF.
Not ALF.
He isn't.
Not ALF, just to be clear.
Now, you're not talking about Alpha. Now, I guess in what we need to dive into next, and we still have the Mr. Bean question on the table, but if Alpha is sexy or not.
Well, this is how you build like a logical threat. And if we can establish that Alpha is sexy, I think that will prove that Mr. Bean is sexy. I know it's hard to
via the transitive
that,
property.
But yes, exactly. Thank you. A equals BC equals Alpha.
Is Mr. Bean, Justin, you've been sort of quiet on the subject.
I'll tell you what Alpha's really good at. Nope. Oh God, I was gonna make a joke about eating cats, and I think you can see where I was going, but I'm not gonna say.
Travis, you can park the car outside, but everyone knows you drove there. I'm sorry. Sorry, friendo.
That's the best metaphor I've ever heard for that kind of thank you, Justin.
Rules are rules. Here's another question.
Moving on before he wants to weigh in on the conversation. I'll just say it. I think, he's pretty sexy.
Okay. I think, strong silent type, et cetera, et cetera. In the last city I lived, there is what I and many others believe to be an authentic, bona fide Jimmy Buffett's Margaritaville. After visiting, I never got the hype, until I saw a photo from an actual Margaritaville, thanks Justin, and realized that ours isn't the real thing. Instead, it's just this fancy seaside bar and grill that has stolen the good name Margaritaville for their own uses. Everyone I've talked to believes that this place is the real deal, straight from the J-Man himself. What do I do? How do I expose this establishment for their blatant fraud? And that's from Confused in Paradise. Okay, so the fact that there were eight T's in Jimmy Buffett's Margaritaville should have been the first tip off. Because that's not the real Jimmy Buffett.
It was Jimmy Buffett's Daiquiri Town.
Here's the thing. Don't you think that if you looked at an employee and said, this is a Jimmy Buffett's Margaritaville, right? And they responded, well, you know, that's hard. It's hard to say. What is a Jimmy Buffett's Margaritaville, really?
That's a weird... Listen, I don't think James is particularly litigious, but I think that he does try to keep the Margaritaville thing pretty close to the vest, what with the chain of restaurants and the rum.
Yeah, it's not like he's walking Christmas around to ornaments. Everyone drinking a margarita, and he's like, no, it smacks it out of our hand. That's mine. You got to pay me $5 to... But I do think in this one case, you're probably right, Justin.
If you call it Jimmy Buffett's right, you just can't. That's James's. James wrote that for himself, and he shared it with us, but not in this way. I'll tell you what, though. I do have to call into question your determination here, because, like, you didn't – this is probably the I assume the biggest platform in which you will share this information, and you withheld a lot of crucial details
that we could use to completely put them on fucking blast.
Yeah, right. They would be currently being annihilated right now. I would Yelp them into non-existence. Please don't do that. But like,
no, don't do that at all. Listen, we aren't lawyers. We aren't experts. And I also don't want the burden of costing a number of people their jobs.
No,
on my conscience,
obviously not.
So, like,
but you don't have to close it. Just call it something else.
Yeah. You call it something else. Jimmy Buffett, would you care for a margarita, sir?
I think, Trav, I'm no legal expert. I think calling your restaurant Jimmy Buffett's fucking anything.
Yeah, it's probably
Can I hit you
with a possible name? Tony Keith's, I love this pub and restaurant.
He's not anymore, is he?
What's that?
He's not using that anymore.
He might even just give it to you.
Well, that's it. Now, who is Tony Keith, though, is the real question. Please
McDonald's.
Go find...
What about a McDonald's?
Hi, welcome to Burger King. Welcome to Burgers King. It's the new good restaurant, still flame broiled. You're going to love these good burgers.
You can have it whichever way.
Have it whichever way you'd like it to be today. Our king isn't creepy.
McDonald's. I'm enjoying it.
I'm enjoying it. Ba 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 do. Okay.
Cindy's.
Welcome to Cindy's.
our hamburger patties are octagons. It's weird, right?
It's love weird. It. We say welcome to the octagon when you come in.
Welcome to RC's.
Opening up a restaurant is the most, like, risky thing you can do in the business world, right? Like,
yes.
What's the, like, 9 out of every 10, like, flop in the first year or so? Like,
well, you have to think that your only goal when you open a restaurant is you have to think in your head, like, you know how up till now people have not known where to get food? Well, now.
Let me step in.
Why run the risk of, in addition to, like, the pressures of the free food market, open yourself up to a cease and desist from the historically chill island man, Jimmy Buffett. It does not make sense to me.
Unless this place was open first. Jimmy was a big fan.
Oh shit. My great-great-grandfather, James T. Buffett, loved margaritas and villages, and he combined those loves into Jimmy Buffett's Margaritaville, and this no-talent hack comes in and says, hello, my name is Dennis La Jolla, and I'm going to take it all.
Now, there's also a possibility that it's a fair use parody, and we should always keep that in mind, too.
That's an option. I think just if Jimmy's ever in town, just slide him a card. Just walk up to him. This won't be a problem. Just walk up to him, slide him a note, and just with an address. Or if you can meet him in a parking garage, that would actually be great too. If you could arrange that.
Is it not? Maybe it's totally legal to open up a bar based on any song title. And then it's because it's public domain is what that is. And I took one sort of law class in college, and it was mostly like fair use law. But I think if you call a bar like You Oughta Know or
You Oughta Know would be the worst name for a restaurant ever, because it kind of implies like you ought to know what's in here. You ought to know what our food is.
I think if you open up a restaurant and you call it Despacito featuring Daddy Yankee, then you're totally in the clear. But you have to put Daddy Yankee in quotes because it is a person's actual name. Well, now, that is a restaurant I would go to, Despacito featuring Daddy Yankee, and you have to say it like that because of the quotes.
Not a lot of people know this, but if you ever look at copyright documents, it actually just says, like, we would really appreciate it if you didn't. But there's, like, no legal ramifications to breaking copyright. It's just kind of like, hey, it would be really cool if you didn't. You know, make a movie called Mad Max. Like, we'd really appreciate it if you, like, wouldn't. It's trademarked, so please don't. Please. But if you do, there's nothing we can do about it.
Let's take a break right now and travel over to the Money Zone to earn our
money. We're going to get money. We're going to talk about stuff and get money from it.
Great. Because that's a craft.
Our first sponsor is MeUndies, and we told you all about their underwear, and it's extremely good underwear, and everybody should have it. But if underwear is not your thing, we are excited to announce that MeUndies socks are finally here. MeUndies socks are spun from premium materials. They're dedicated to making the most comfortable pair of underwear and now socks you will ever own. I got a couple pairs of these socks, and they fit real nice. They feel real nice. They got a nice grip on them, and they have a sort of covert hemline. A lot of people will look and be like, are you wearing socks? You're like, no, they're just barely there. MeUndies, so comfortable, so fashionable, so stylish.
Have you guys ever thought about the fact that socks are like the donut holes of underpants?
Whoa, that's deep.
Because you put your foot through the leg hole to put them on, right? And the sock stays on your foot and the rest goes up around your thing. So, like, if you sewed the sock to the leg hole, you'd close it up.
Well, that would not be very comfortable.
No, but this is what I'm saying. It is the donut hole of underpants.
I've thought about it for the past 12 seconds and decided what you just said was garbo nonsense.
You know what? Here's the thing, though, Griffin. You're going to be lying awake in your own filth.
No, won't. And yes, I will. That part will be true.
Yes, okay. And then it's going to hit you of like, oh, that makes total sense, because if the sock was sewn to the bottom of the underpants, I'd try to pull the underpants on, but I couldn't get past my feet. But if I pulled hard enough, the underpants would come with it. Sock would stay on my foot. Boom. Sock, underpants, separated.
Might be garbo nonsense. I'll think about it, though. I promise. I'll put the effort in. Right now, MeUndies has an exclusive offer just for our listeners. You can get 20% off your first order and free shipping. Plus, they guarantee you will love your socks and undies, or you get your money back. To get your exclusive 20% off, free shipping, and 100% satisfaction guarantee, go to MeUndies.com/mybrother. That's MeUndies.com/mybrother.
I should also say, along with socks, they've also just started doing bralettes, you know, super comfy bras. And I was also in there looking. They do hoodies, too. Did you know that?
What?
Yeah.
Let me get one of those hoodies, MeUndies. What's up?
Especially as you head into the fall. I'm going to check that shit out. I still haven't gotten any of those sleep pants. I need to get those lounge
pants. Gotta get those lounge pants. They are life-changing. Who wants to tell us about our next sponsor?
I do. It's Nature Box. We all want to eat better, but when it comes to snacks, sometimes it feels like the whole world is delicious and a billion calories are boring and tasteless. But it doesn't have to be that way. Nature Box has over 100,000 snacks.
No.
Sorry, 100 snacks.
That's still a lot of snacks. That's a good amount of
snacks.
Still a lot of snacks.
I shouldn't have gone there. They have 10 snacks. No way.
They have no snacks. No way. Oh,
wait. Hold on. Can this be right?
Is this right? They've added 100 new snacks?
No, hold on. I've got to send an email to check that. No, it says it. Yeah. Just got confirmed. 100.
They just responded. They seemed a little stressed out going from no product at all to 100 times that. Also,
not how that math works.
No,
come on. You know what I mean, though. You don't have to get fucking pedantic about it. Simple ingredients, no artificial colors, flavors, or sweeteners, so you can feel good about what you're eating, like salt and pepper Little Loops or Big Island Pineapple. I know we always talk about the same ones, but you know, it's good, the fruit stars.
I got a new Jammy Jam. They just sent me a box, and it had a pumpkin spice chocolate chip biscotti in it. Ooh, whoa. You know I'm dunking those in my coffee with the hazelnut creamer all morning long.
Whoa,
good stuff.
Whoa, that sounds good. I just got a French toast kettle corn.
Love that.
Yeah.
Love that. If you want to try this, and you should, go to naturebox.com. You choose the snacks you want, and NatureBox will deliver them right to your door. If you ever try one you don't like, impossible, NatureBox will replace it for free. And right now, NatureBox is offering our listeners 50% off your first order when you go to naturebox.com/mybrother. That's naturebox.com/mybrother. For 50% off your first order. Go. Experience the Nature Box.
I got a Jumbotron.
I got a new tagline.
Okay, sorry.
Feel the crunch.
Ooh, I like that.
Not all of these snacks are crunchy, though.
Leave them out long enough.
Okay.
Think inside the box. Have we done that one before?
No. Travis, please read this Jumbotron.
Okay, I got a Jumbotron, and here's the thing. This is the first time anyone's ever do it, and I'm going to tell you right now, folks, it's the last time. I'm only going to allow this one message to slip past us, and it goes a little something like this. This message is for Courtney Hall and Lin-Manuel Miranda, and it's from Vicky, a.k.a. Internet Magpie. Thank you, Courtney, for all of the joy your writing on Pajiba brings to my life. Thank you, Lin, for all of the joy and feels and car crying. Thank you both for unknowingly joining forces to introduce me to MBMBAM. Great job to all. Vicky, you're great.
Vicky, this is a very good message, and I like this idea of just like, dear Edgar Wright, just saw Baby Driver. It's a good flick. You make some good flicks, man. I like it. I don't know if you listen or not, but keep it going.
Actually, that's going to be my rule from now on. The only way you can do this from now on is to write to people who we know for sure does not listen to My Brother.
Yeah,
My Brother,
for sure. Definitely.
We have to 100% know that that person not only doesn't listen, but has never heard the name McElroy before.
For sure.
Ad sales are they're about to go back on sale.
Ooh.
The Jumbotrons are going to go out. I'm looking right now to try to get this. So hold on one second.
Well, while you got it, I'll read the next one. This is Jumbotron two from Ryan 2.0 Brown from Mark Beeve. Ryan 2.0, note, the same Ryan who sent you a shirt from his dojo, which increased your headbutting power.
Thank you.
Oh, did you get that? Because I also got one. Maybe it was a different dojo shirt.
I got a different dojo shirt, but it did make me headbutt way better. Like, increase my headbutt strength by like 100.
You have been one of my closest friends. I've been there for the birth of both your children. You're a great human and a wonderful father. If you doubt it, the brothers have now said it, so it's an irrefutable fact. I'm glad to call you brother, Mark. That's also lovely.
That's
it was very sincere
it's a
and
primo
nice.
Message. Thank you, Mark, for sharing that and for giving Ryan, hopefully, a good message. We don't know if Ryan listens, but I hope so.
Well, hoopity-dop-dop, scoopity-dick-dop, skibbity-dabbity-doobity-hobbity-hoop. Hoopity-doo-doo-doo, de-pappity-dee-dee, do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-
Whoopity ha, it's a bop a doo, baby. Doo 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 doo, ba dee da 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 doo 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 da. Stop podcasting yourself. We don't even know anymore.
Find it on MaximumFun.org or wherever you download your podcasts.
Justin, you got that details?
Jumbotrons from MBMB AM, The Zone Cast, Wonderful Pod, and Greatest Generation 2018 Jumbotrons go on sale 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Or is it? Yeah, it'd be Eastern Standard Time at that point. Eastern Standard Time on November 1st. Be cool. Ready.
Seriously, they, and also, they sell out extremely quickly. So please, if you want to get a message on the show, make sure you're ready.
We also do them on Schmanners, by the way. So if you want to do personal.
Yeah, on any of our podcasts on MaxFun, just hop on.
That's not actually accurate. We don't do them on Sawbones.
Gotcha, sucker.
Sorry. I don't know why. Never really talked about it.
How do you want to talk about it now? Because no, you sound really upset. You sound super.
I probably need
you
to talk about it with Sydney.
You sound PO'd.
No, I just don't. I just want.
Well,
to
now the energy is weird because you sound super PO'd, dude.
I just am not. I'm not super. Well, how
do
about
you
want to
do? Do you want to do a press conference about it?
This always this has helped us in the past. Oh, oh gosh.
This has become a defense mechanism, Justin.
I want to deflect. I want to mulch.
Squad.
What a burger.
the name
couldn't
of the restaurant
make it past that.
Can't make you laugh.
What
is
a
it?
Burger. Up until now, everyone has known Whataburger as the place at the Dallas airport where I saw Craig T. Nelson. That's been everybody's favorite. That's been everybody's favorite Whataburger thing. But there's a new thing in town. Whataburger is launching the Chorizo Burger with creamy chili sauce. this press release I like because a lot of times in these press releases, people are trying too hard. And I feel like in this one, they didn't try very much at all. And maybe they were just sort of writing it word by word, not really knowing what the next word would be. Chorizo, a type of ground sausage that derives its bold taste profile and deep red color from a fresh blend of spices, is already a staple in many places and gaining in popularity. So already, Whataburger is on the defensive.
Mm-hmm.
They're saying
chorizo's
yes,
actually good, so calm down.
We're late to this category, but trust us, lots of other people do it.
I also really like that the first half of that sentence sounds straight off Wikipedia. Like,
yeah,
here's what it, but then the second half of the sentence kind of peters out like a kid who like copied and pasted it and like, well, I can't just leave that, I have to add something to it. And also, I really liked the book.
And also,
the characters were good.
The dog represented Industrial Revolution.
The sizzling chorizo gives the burger a bold taste, while a blend of fire-roasted poblano peppers, red peppers, and onions give it a fresh bite. Whataburger combined these two ingredients with the new creamy chili sauce, two slices of Monterey Jack cheese, and two fresh all-beef patties for a unique burger with the perfect balance of spice. So those two paragraphs are already in it, right? And then they go into Rich's office and they're like, Rich, help me. I wrote two paragraphs and I don't fucking know what else to say. We can't just send out two paragraphs. And Rich is like, no problem. I've got it. Quote, Mexican-style chorizo makes this burger unique with its deep red color. We're Wait. Still very hung up on the deep red color of chorizo. That's very important. With its deep red color, fresh blend of spices, and bold, flavorful profile, says Rich, the Whataburger Vice President of Marketing and Innovation. The flavors on this burger blend nicely for a balance. For a balanced but savory taste, we think our customers will really enjoy it. Now, I want to take two things I need to break off here. He clarifies that it's savory, okay? You're not Cinnabon. There's not a question in my mind of what the flavor profile is going to be on this burger. You do not need to clarify for me that it is a savory taste. And then he says, we think our customers will really enjoy it, which I really appreciate the humility, because he could have very easily said no. But no, he said, think. Listen, we took our best guess, and here's what we know. There's a bold red color on this. Lots of other people are doing it. Spices, and it's a fresh blend and a bite. And there's spices and a deep red color. And we're out of ideas over here at Whataburger. So if you, listen, other people are doing it. Just trust us about this.
If you have any new ideas, please let us know. We are just hard up. I love that in like that statement, there's so many different synonyms for blend and spices. Like the mix of flavors is great. The blend of spices is great. The morass of tastations. It's wonderful. You're gonna love that. It's just everything you can do. Be like, we put a bunch of like fucking flavors in it. Is that okay? You're gonna eat it. You won't even know if you like it. There's just so much flavor. And then you'll be done. Please enjoy it. We hope. We think you will.
the chorizo burger is only available for a limited time. And then in a parenthetical, it says no exact dates to share. So they're really just taking
whenever the chorizo runs out.
Yeah. If whenever you guys stop liking it, you can tell us. We'll take it away. We're so
sorry.
We bought
50 pounds of chorizo from somebody that promises people like it. We're just going to see what happens.
I would.
Our sister's kid has invested in chorizo. He's promised us he'll really like it.
These motherfuckers have, I kid you not, a bullet-pointed list that I will spare you, but a bullet-pointed list of everything that is on the burger, and it covers exactly, they did it in prose, and then they wanted to break it down into, like, the real nitty-gritty of exactly what's on this motherfucker, and that is available for a limited time. They're also doing a spiced-up chorizo sausage, what a burger late night and breakfast with the, and then there's a taquito.
It has
a slice of American cheese in it, which does seem strange. To me maybe not how the taquito was intended, but okay.
I would eat one of these. I think it sounds good. I'm a fan of chorizo, but I will say this blend of lots of meat and spicy sauce and spicy cheese, like, they may as well get, like, fucking Oscar De La Hoya to come in and duct tape this to a boxing glove and just punch it directly into my stomach, because it will be, that will essentially be the result of this event. Just get like Chuck Liddell to come in and duct tape it to his foot and just kick it right into like my fucking ribs, because that'll be about where I'm at.
I'm sorry, they have a list. There's four things in the taquito. There's a soft flour tortilla, scrambled eggs, chorizo. Then there's a colon and it says fresh blend of spices, sizzling, bold, flavorful, deep red color.
You get this, right? It's red. It's fucking red.
It says one slice of American cheese. But listen, the cheese, it's just deep red. It's so beautiful, and none of us can bring ourselves to taste it. But here's what we know about it just from observing it. Deep red color, and there seems to be a lot of fucking spices in there.
Yeah. I'm going to eat one of these. I'm going to eat one of these tomorrow.
Yeah.
Which means I'll talk to you guys on Thursday. Do you guys want a Yahoo?
Yeah, please.
This one's sent in by Hannah Troxel. Thank you, Hannah. It's Yahoo Answers user Amen, A-Y-M-E-N. Amen asks, if I want to make a spa, what will really put it over the top, and how can I beat other competitors?
Sorry, one more time?
If I want to make a spa, what will really put it over the top, and how can I beat other competitors? You go to the spa, maybe you're getting a rub or a oils applied to you, or some sort of exfoliating treatment, or maybe you're in a mud situation for a while. That's all standard operating procedure. This person wants to take their spat over the top and beat the shit out of their competitors, and Travis has that. I've stalled for long enough. Go, Travis.
I've got it. Thank you. Every other spa, right? Every other spa. Thank you. Pampers.
Yeah.
Pampers you, right? They treat you like a little baby who needs a good rub down. Oh, you need facial wrap, right? Not this spa. This spa is fucking hardcore. You got people yelling at you like, you massage rocks.
Yeah. And
they like, you have to like slide down, I don't know, like sandpaper to exfoliate your skin. It's it is not a relaxing experience at all.
When you said this spa rocks, I wish you had stopped, because that painted such a beautiful picture in my mind of Travis McElroy's Rock and Roll Spa, which is a great name for a business. So much better than Tony Keith's I Love This Pub and Restaurant. That I think we could have a lot of fun with it. Like, maybe we just have like a lot of, you know, heavy shredding taking place in the background while people assail you with sandpaper and rolling pins, but in a way that still feels good at the end of the day, but you're also listening to Pantera.
Here's what we're going to call it. We're going to call it Dick's Last Spa and Resort.
Okay. Uh-huh.
And it's going to be, that's very good, by the way. Take a moment to let it sink in, because it's like really good. And that's all that I had for that
joke.
Great. Because Dick's Last Spa and Resort. Do you understand now?
Yeah, it's good.
I have another one. I have another idea here. This is my idea.
Okay. Take a lap, Justin.
anyone who's ever been to a spa knows that there's always a moment where they like leave you alone in a room or like set something down in front of you, and you have a moment where like, what am I supposed to do? But you're afraid to ask. But then after that comes a nice relaxing experience. But what if the whole spa was just built to confuse you into relaxation?
Okay.
Okay.
And so, like, you walk into a room, they hand you a plunger and say, I'll be back when you're ready, and leave. And the room is completely okay. Empty, right? And you're just left to figure out, and they never come back.
You walk in, and there's a table there, and the room is dark, and they say, Okay, so any trouble areas? Oh, your neck and shoulders? Okay, you work at the desk, you seem tense. All right. So go ahead and lay down, we'll get started. Go ahead and undress to my level of comfort. Right. Good luck. Bye.
They take you into a walk-in closet and say, dress more to your level of comfort, and then leave, and you're like, is that two more jackets? Where am I at with this?
That, if we really are looking to improve the spa process, I wish they would just say, take off all of the clothes and get on the table, because
get it out.
Dress to your level of comfort is a very kind way of saying like, ooh, you gonna do naked? Okay. I got a massage when I was like 22, and they said that and left the room, and I was like, I honestly had not even thought about that part of the equation, and huge anxiety. And so I just thought like, does that mean underwear? It probably means underwear. It didn't mean underwear. I guessed wrong. I made an incorrect guess.
I think we have found an easy way to improve your spa is just directly clarify.
You should
via like multiple posted signage exactly how much you should undress.
This is the correct
and in
level
what
of comfort.
Part of each spa. Like if you move into this room and you haven't redressed from the last room, bad. Mm-hmm. Bad job. Robe, you're fine. That's fine. This is robe comfort here.
Wait outside your competitors, and as people leave, offer them a massage. And if they let you, then just start loudly announcing, like, hey, this guy just left this spa, and he's letting me massage? He must not have done a very good job, because I wouldn't want that. So you stand outside El Haji to try to relax him more. And if you can, then they must not have been relaxed.
Must
fully.
Not have been very
so
good.
Like, must not have been a very good massage.
I got a massage about a month ago. I was feeling extremely stressed out. I thought I'm going to treat myself. I went in. I literally slept through the whole fucking thing. Like, is that level of pressure good? Yeah, it's good. Gone. Out. Done. Out. For an hour. I slept through the whole thing. And so, like, I think that a good sort of new process would just be if they see you, I'd snore. So they definitely knew. Maybe a little pinch. A little courtesy pinch. Right in the, you know, the armpit fat. Just get in there and just say, like, hey, sorry, you were snoring. And I don't want you to miss a thing because you paid a lot of money for this and it's supposed to be nice.
I have a tendency, if anyone ever asks me, like, a question about how much pressure I could take, I am a monster and will say 10 when that's not true. And so, like, I got this massage and the woman was like, 1 to 10. And I was like, 10. And it hurts so bad. It hurts so much.
But
and
you know, if you say something, it'll drop down to 3.
I couldn't say it. And it was always like, just as I was about to say, like, no, you know what? No, uncle, you win. Like, she would move to another spot. And so it's just like, by the end of that, like, half hour or whatever, 60 minutes it was, my whole body was a knot. I walked out of there like a fucking pretzel because I was so, I was so stressed out from my massage because yeah. I was, too terrible a person to say, like, oh, you know, actually, let's go to, like, the 6. Like, which I say now to you.
Yeah.
And it's, like, the most normal thing.
Speaking of anxiety, I got a couples massage with my wife one time years ago before we had children. And when we arrived for a massage, there was a male masseuse and a woman masseuse. And we were asked in the moment to sort of pick who we wanted to
do a quick draft.
And the fucking calculations that I had to go through.
The Kobayashi Maru of that situation.
Oh, it's impossible. There's nothing. Yeah. There's no option for me there. I'll rub myself and you both rub her, I think is where I ended up.
To be clear, you're saying that because, like, you don't want to come off as homophobic,
I also don't want to come off as like, ooh, hello.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And I don't want to come off as like, there's just no right answer, I guess, is what I'm saying.
There's no way
decided this ahead of time
to look at a person and say, I would like to pay you to touch me. It's one thing if I walk into a room and they're the only other person there.
Massage therapy is a legit, very good, very helpful thing. It's a very good contribution to society. I understand what you're saying. In
what
face
I'm
to
saying
face,
is,
it's a challenging call.
Yes, if I walk into a room and there's one other person there, I know where we stand. But if I walk into a room and pick someone from a lineup,
tough.
That person knows I picked them over somebody else, and that feels weird to me. Let and me also, hit, the other person is like, so not me? All right, cool.
Oh, okay.
I'm super good at this.
What we're touching on is it's a very intimate thing, I think. And the massage is, I think, because it's another person rubbing you all over, and it shouldn't be sexualized. And I'm not introducing sexuality into it whatsoever. I'm saying it's a very intimate thing, and this decision should not be in my hands. It should just be the situation that I find myself in.
Yeah,
I'm perfectly happy either way.
Perfect,
I just don't have to make the choice.
Perfect spa, over the top, better than competitors. You don't make that call. You show up. The massage is $1,000. But you don't get to pick, and they tell you just get nude, and they pinch you if you fall asleep. And then also they say, go ahead and get dressed to naked and lie down, and it'll be totally great. And you lie down, and you feel hands on your back, perfect amount of pressure every time. And you're like, whoa. And you sort of get the inkling that this was not the person that walked me into the room. And then you feel sort of somebody leaning down close to you. And then you hear, let me sail, let me sail, let the Orinoco flow. And it is in you. They just have in you to do it. And you get the live performance right there. It's not coming through. It's not coming through any sort of loudspeaker situation. It's really her, and it's only time, and it's right there. And that's why it's $1,000.
Okay, here's in the same thing, pinch the dress signs, but the massage is $100,000.
Oh, God.
And when you walk in, the first thing you do is they take a snip of your hair, and that's 3 months before. And then when you walk in, you lay down on the table and you feel hands. They're strong but familiar. And you look up. It's you. They've cloned you and just give you into a sort of massage drone. The year is 2178.
Yeah.
And they've cloned you.
And you start to say, like, I'm tense. Over, and they're like, I know.
I know. I was tense there too 3 months ago. I remember.
Now
this
that
intention.
Is going. I'm going to go ahead and say, this is a great premise for a sci-fi novel, but at the end of that session, you do have to murder them with your own hands because there can't be two of you walking around. Or
there's going to be
there's going to be a lot of pivots is what I was going to say. Is there's going to be,
I
am Justin, and I am Justin, and I paid $100,000 for the massage. I'm going to go listen to the most beautiful classical music composition. Okay, so you're the drone then, right?
Okay.
I'm not going to go listen to the most beautiful Chopin piece. I will go listen to Jimmy Buffett is his name, and I love him and all of his songs.
Jimmy Buffett, island music.
I love Jimmy Buffett. You're the drone then, and where's Justin's body? Ah, shoot. We got another one.
So you're you're just going to drive yourself home? Yes, I have eaten the keys, and I am prepared to operate a motor
vehicle. I'm prepared to interface with the Tacoma. All right, so you're the drone then.
Oh, all right.
And you murder them. Somebody call in the fucking rub runner, because we got ourselves another one.
Nice. I think the most relaxing thing you could do in a massage is, like, the person comes in and, like, they ask you how much, and you're like, it's perfectly weird, it's fine. Then during the massage, you lean down and you say, it's $100,000. And you feel them tense up, and then 30 seconds later, you say, but I'm going to give you a discount. It's going to be $20. That would be the most relaxing moment of my life, to
that
suddenly find out.
Relaxing.
Like, I can't afford that. I can't afford that. I'm walking on sunshine.
You say it's $100,000, and you instantly see where all the knots are when their body tenses up.
That's where you care.
Very good. And it's in you telling you. So, like, it's not the worst way to find out that you are now completely financially destitute.
Folks, that is going to do it for us this week. Thank you so much.
I hope we didn't stigmatize massage in any way.
I can't stress enough. I love it. And I'm not, I wasn't trying to say it's weird and sexual. I'm saying it is wonderful. I just don't like, I never liked being the captain of a team in sports either. to like say like you, but not you, but you. I don't
it's
like
an,
doing
it's an
that.
It's an intimate thing. I think when you struggle with anxiety and just like talking to somebody, then it's this introduces a few sort of things that are a little bit challenging to get to deal with, but it's good.
It's good. If you have any fun stories and you're a massage therapist, or we got anything wrong, or you just want to share, I would love to start checking out on massage therapy more regularly because I think it's fascinating. I wanted to say we are going to be doing a – we added a show in Chicago. It's going to be Thursday, November 16th at 7 p.m. at the Chicago Theater. We don't currently have a link to it on our tour page, but Travis is going to do that.
I will do before it before this. Before this comes out.
So you can go to McElroyShows.com/tours. And there are plenty of good seats available for that one. So we would love it if you would come out and hang with us because that will be a fun show. I think it's our first one of the tour. So we're going to be all fresh and ready for you. But there's great seats available and all the tickets are $35. So come on out. And if you already bought tickets to see us on the next day, buy them again. The show will be completely different. Come on, you've given people enough of a chance at this point to buy tickets. I think if you want to come, we would love to have you there. So come on out and see us. We would love to see you.
I also want to say I had a great time in New York Comic Con this past weekend. If I got to see you, great. If I didn't, I'm sorry. Maybe next time. But I also want to say I had a great time hanging out with the folks that I'll be hanging out with at the Jonathan Coulton cruise this year. And if you've never been, like I've never been, I think you should maybe check it out and consider coming. You can find out all the details, jococruise.com, jococruise.com. They were telling me about it this weekend, and, like, I'm super psyched. I hope y'all can come hang out on a boat for a week and, like, fucking party.
Don't ever say that like that again.
Fucking party. JocoCruise.com.
I want to thank John Roderick and the Long Winters for the use of our theme song It's a Departure off the album Putting the Days to Bed. It's a very good album. Go ahead and get it ready for winter because it's a good little winter album and a good fall album. And you know what? It's a good summer and spring album also. And big thanks to Maximum Fun for having us on the network. You can go to MaximumFun.org and check out all the great podcasts there. Shows like Lady to Lady, Judge John Hodgman, The Greatest Generation.
Ooh, there's a new one called Heat Rocks.
Heat Rocks.
That's really cool if you want, especially if you're somebody like me who's old and doesn't find out about new music anymore because you're old and you don't encounter it. Heat Rocks is a really fun show where Oliver Wang and Morgan Rhodes have a guest on and just have them tell them what their Heat Rock is, just their jam. And then they talk about that jam and play lots of other tunes, and it's really cool. So check that one out. Also, quick plug for my in-laws started a new podcast called Still Waiting for Guffman about community theater. It is a very good name for a podcast, and you can find it on iTunes wherever fine podcasts are sold. And if you like community theater, I think you're going to think it's really cute and fun and cute and fun. So check it totally out.
And also, you can go to McElroyShows.com and check out all of our shit. Do y'all want that final?
Yeah. Yep.
Final Yahoo is sent in by the delivery man, Seth Carlson. Thank you, Seth. It's Yahoo Answers user. Yeah, it's me who asks, how do I join the Japanese mafia, also known as the Yakuza?
Ah!
My name is Justin McElroy.
I'm Travis McElroy. That made me so happy. I couldn't even laugh.
This has been my brother. You kissed your dad's fur on the lips.
I now just only want to talk about a hot tub mafia, please.
Too late.
Start the show over.
Too late.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned.
Listener supported.
I love it.
Oh, good
man,
stuff.
Every time.
Well, I hope that you're enjoying this podcast you're listening to as much as we are pretending to. But anyway, why not listen to another podcast too? It's called The Flop House.
And on our podcast, we have recently watched a movie, often a bad movie, and we review it on our podcast, but mainly talk about other stuff and, I don't know, hang out.
It's all about hanging out, feeling like you're being with your best friends. Who are your best friends? Us three.
Dan McCoy, Emmy Award-winning writer for The Daily Show, Stuart Wellington, owner of the best bar in Brooklyn, Hinterlands, and Elliot Kalin, former Emmy-winning head writer for The Daily Show with Jon Stewart, former head writer of Mystery Science Theater 3000, The Return, so many things. Author of the upcoming children's book.
All right, that's enough.
The Elliot's credits just go on and on.
Yeah, but if you like the idea of listening to three funny guys talk about bad movies, then why not come over and listen to The Flophouse? It's available at MaximumFun.org or wherever fine podcasts are found.
So get out of here.